Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Today, how about this? Today, you got to get out to... where are the boys today from noon until 6?
Go look at the Joe George.
Yeah, where are they, Del? They're in Katy at BB's.
Oh.
Right? BB's Orleans BB's Kitchen. So they're in Katy. So you got to get over there today, noon until 6. And we got the Power On e-bicycle company giving us 2 electric bikes. And... holy crap, all you gotta do is sign up and you could win that $4,000 value. So get on over there and get to the promo table and sign up because e-bicycles are awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then don't forget, next Thursday we're giving away our final spots in our fantasy draft, so you gotta keep on listening on Thursdays, and all week long we're giving away. Do we have any to give away today?
Nope.
Spots in the listener appreciation party?
No, we gave away hour two yesterday. We gave one to Joe because he's a longtime listener, and then we had the winner of our contest as well. So we'll have more to give away next week.
Okay. All right. If you want to come to the listener party, we want you there.
Yeah.
All right.
And let's alert people to what's going on in about 30 minutes. What have you learned from the show this week?
That's true.
At 9:30. So if you've learned something maybe in the last segment, possibly, or something from before, you can join us and call in. Right around 9:30. Tell us what you've learned from the show this week.
Yeah. Well, Israel learned something because he wants to get in and talk on the show. What do you say, Israel?
What's up? What's up? Hey, I want to say the guys on ESPN, Stephen A. and them, they are correct because we've been following every snap. And then when they get to camp, they was trying to give it to Gabriel with the first team. They didn't give Shador. Shador was throwing it to the equipment managers and this and that. Everybody was boarding on it. But Jalen Gibbler is not even hurt, but he's looking so bad. The Cleveland media, everybody's seeing it. They trying to, and John, the third round pick is over. That's over. It don't matter. Now it's time to play. Brady was a 6th round pick. Shador, now they're going to break an all-time preseason record on the NFL Network for viewership. You know why? Because Shador is a star. Like it or not, he is a star, and he haven't even took a snap. He has sold over $250 million,
like
made over $250 million for Cleveland. And you know what?
After
this is what happened with Brady. Bledsoe got hurt, and after that, Brady took off. Hey, they ain't really even hurt like that. And Pickett turnover in his career, 15 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. He trash. Oh, Joe Flacco. He won one game last year. He lost to Richardson. He's trash.
Jalen Gibbler,
everybody local in Cleveland, all of us watched them. They tried. So didn't get no first. But you know what Shaw did? And with the second team, he torched the first team. With Garrett and Miles, he torched the defense. And he's going to do it tonight. I didn't watch every one. Y'all didn't even watch him. I've watched every snap. Every they got a track of everything. And Gabriel was done. That 5th, 3rd, 5th, it doesn't matter. After he's gonna be going into the season, they gonna have Flacco first, and they gonna have him second, and they gonna get rid of Pickett because he 15 touchdowns, 14 interceptions for your career. He's trash.
This is going to be the biggest night in NFL preseason history. Shedeur Sanders just going to go off and destroy, become the starter.
He's a star.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady was that's what we said earlier. Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round.
Can't touch
Shedeur Sanders is going to be the standard for fifth-round quarterbacks.
I remember when another guy who had people watching him all the time on TV, and he was a star. His name was Tim Tebow. And you couldn't stop watching Tim Tebow. Everything on ESPN
was Tim Tebow. You're not talking about the guy who won a couple national championships and the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah, but yes.
Okay.
And he was a star. Right. And they broke all these records, viewership records. I remember they kicked that long field goal where he had to come from behind win. Not that you take
versus a 13-12 college quarterback.
We don't take Israel Calls serious. Okay. So, first of all, I'm stating the obvious. However, I remember when – see, this is the problem. He goes off like this, and you'll have somebody listening who goes, God, I hope he sucks. I just don't – I want Israel to lose. That's what they'll say. It's not even about Shedeur. That's what culture wars are. You don't like – and frankly, I've figured out that's what sports – you know, there's a lot of people who say they hate the Cowboys, but you really hate Cowboy fans. There are people who say they hate the Astros. They hate Astro fans because you have so much interaction now with people because of social media. You get to be like...
They hate the Astros because of the cheating.
Well, no, yeah, that's probably a little different. But they also hate the fans, too. Don't kid yourself. Yeah. Astros Twitter can be a little rough to deal with. But a lot of times... when you say you hate somebody or you're wanting somebody to fail,
because
you want their fans to lose.
I hate how they are.
Like Shedeur Sanders, there's a lot of people who want him to fail. You know why? Because they got sick of listening to the Shedeur people. There's a lot of Shedeur people who want somebody else to fail because, you know, they got sick of people going after Shedeur Sanders. It's just that, like... And the rest of us who just want to watch sports, we have to deal with the Israels of the world who he's not serious. I mean, he can't have a real conversation about anybody that's not a black quarterback or a black player.
Is there any
way? He can't have a real conversation. There's nobody who's any good ever. The only people who have ever been good ever in sports are black.
Well, Tom Brady.
And then you have other callers who can't, like, who are the exact opposite. They just don't call in as much as Israel.
Can I ask you a question? Why is ESPN, Lewis Riddick, and Mel Kiper and everybody else, why are they not screaming that Tanner McGee should be the starting quarterback for the Eagles this year? He was 14 of 17 with two touchdowns. There is no way Shedeur Sanders plays up to this, to Tanner McGee, who did this last night.
Well,
zero chance. And yet I don't hear one person trying to get Tanner McGee to be the starter.
Well, I think it's McKee.
It's McKee, so McKee, that's one reason
his
why.
His name is Shane Dubin, dummy.
Right, Tanner McKee. No, I knew it was McKee.
Well, I mean, maybe because the quarterback in front of him won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, Cam Miller. What about Cam Miller? 6 of 7, 76 yards and a touchdown yesterday.
Look,
he's the next Tom Brady.
This is literally... the Shedeur Sanders stuff is as close as I've seen to the Tim Tebow stuff in football. Where Tim Tebow, you knew he wasn't like I actually think, well, Tim Tebow had some ability. He was just not a good thrower. Shedeur can throw better than Tim Tebow. But you knew the hype was way out of control on Shedeur Sanders. The amount of hype, the amount of conversation. The same thing was the case. And we had to live through the Tim Tebow days. It was like, oh, my God. Now he's with the Jets, and we're going to have to do this all over again. And ESPN could not stop talking about Tebow. It was terrible. I know you remember that, John.
Yeah.
It was awful. Now it's just Shedeur Sanders, and it's awful. And I got to a point where I was like, man, I'm tired of Tim Tebow. I hope he's out of the league. I don't even care about him. It's just, this is just so, ugh. Now, I'm not going to hold it against, I'm not going to hold the Israels of the world against Shedeur. However he plays, he plays. And if he's good, I'm going to tell you he's good. If he's not good, I'm going to tell you he's not good. I don't really care what people say one way or another. If I'm saying he's good or he's playing well or whatever, not because I'm sucking up to anything. If I say he's not good, it's not because I'm racist. He's either going to play good or he's not going to play good. And guess what? It's not going to be today. If he goes 9 of 12 today for a touchdown, doesn't make him the starter. If he goes 1-for-12, it doesn't make him a bust. None of that. But we have to deal with this lunacy all the time. And you guys let Israel go on and on with this nonsense.
I love Israel. I love when he comes on and he tells us how things really are.
Yeah, I know. I do like that he kind of opens our eyes to a lot of things that are going on.
No, he does. I mean,
now I will say,
I learned stuff
I am cheering hard for Reed Sheppard. And while it may look like a racial thing, it's just an anti-Israel thing. I don't want him to be right about Reed Sheppard. I can't have him be right about Reed Sheppard as a Rocket fan or as just a sports talk host. I cannot have him be right about Reed Sheppard. So pull your hat out of your ass, Reed Sheppard. You're playing for something much bigger than your own career. You're playing for me, okay? You're playing for me, and I deserve this, Reed.
You do deserve it. I don't think there's any question about that. I don't think there's any question. You deserve
You're just a big old...
I'm a hater.
Israel the Caller lover, John.
I do. I love Israel the Caller. I love it. Because, well, first of all, I mean, you love when Kristen Woodlands goes after me, so Israel always goes
like
after
that.
You. It gives me
well,
a
he only did it once.
Who?
Kristen Woodlands.
No, he's done it a couple of times.
Okay, but, well, you were clearly wrong when he went after you.
No.
He was right to come after you. I don't remember what
it
was about.
Well, your hatred for Cam Smith and for Shedeur Sanders is palpable.
I literally created enemies for defending Cam Smith. I created enemies inside the radio station.
Jeremy hates you now because of your Cam Smith stance. Right?
Hmm.
I mean, you and Jeremy are at war every day now.
No. No. I don't even see those guys. I'm not here. Sam's like, you're afraid to come in because Jeremy and Joel got mad at you or whatever. I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't have draft stuff to do right now. I got disc golf to play. And I was in the middle of the greatest round of my life at TC Jester. And
at ESPN 97.5, we're a family.
Well, if Jeremy Branham says so, I guess Cam Smith is ass. So
here we
boom.
Go.
There we go. Jeremy Branham's right. That's stupid as crap. That's dumb, Jeremy.
Wow.
Dumb.
Wow.
Or not.
And I said that when Cam wasn't playing. Right now, you know. Now, to be fair, Jeremy didn't even take a shot. I made it something it wasn't. He didn't even take a shot at Cam Smith. He just said, oh, if Jose Altuve says something, we have to – it's automatically, you know, gold standard if Jose Altuve says it. I just thought he was pooping on our Cam Smith love and happiness. We were just having a very happy Cam Smith moment. And you guys told me that, and it made me get – I don't even remember who told me that. And it just made me think – We're trying to have a fun time with Cam Smith. We're trying to be happy about a new guy. Why are you trying to crap all over it, J-Dog?
J-Dog?
Wow, Raw Dog and J-Dog today.
J-Dog is his nickname.
I didn't know that.
I think Twitch calls him J-Dog.
You sure he's, about that?
He's J-Dog?
Well, that's a fine nickname. There's nothing wrong with it.
Huh.
J-Boogie? I don't know.
I like that one.
Yeah, but he can't.
He can't be J-Boogie,
he doesn't
though.
Have the flavor to be a J-Boogie. No. There's not enough seasoning there to be a J-Boogie. He could be a J-Dog. He could be that.
Oh, my gosh. It just is. I'm looking at Stephen A. Smith with the same take as Louis Riddick. Mm-hmm. I mean, holy crap.
So, is it? It's just a conspiracy against him to not allow the fifth string the fifth round pick to get more reps than the higher drafted quarterback.
They just want him to have the best chance to succeed because this is a whole long term Shedeur and Deion Sanders culture war that's going on that frankly doesn't involve.
But
me.
Dylan Gabriel was the higher draft pick.
Wouldn't the higher draft pick get
the better opportunities in any other position? Like a second-round pick cornerback, not that Dylan Gabriel's picked in the second round, but a second-round pick cornerback is going to get more opportunities than the fifth-round pick
However,
quarterback.
John's friend, all accounts, has said that Dylan Gabriel's not been good.
No.
Now, I've also seen videos where they take the work. You know, that can also be. I don't know that for sure, but I've seen videos where he's made some really bad throws, and that can be cut up any way you want. So I don't know if he's been terrible, but it doesn't look good. I don't see anyone posting Dylan Gabriel highlights.
Well, and listen, we keep saying fifth rounder Shedeur Sanders. I wonder if the Browns didn't take him there, if he'd still be sitting in that chair. If he'd still be, you know.
He wouldn't have been drafted. If the Browns didn't draft him, he was not going to be drafted.
I probably wouldn't have been drafted. No,
from what I understand, he would not have been drafted because there are so few teams who were considering him because he wouldn't visit with other teams. Browns were one of the only ones.
And his attitude and, you know, everything. And now, to his credit.
But he's more talented.
He's been a great citizen since he got
there. He's been fantastic. He said all the right things. Yeah. Shadur's doing exactly what he should do. And that's what we should concentrate on, not all this other crap.
But you're right. All of these Shadur protect this Secret Service that is protecting Shadur Sanders from the public. Everybody is now. You're right. There are going to be so many people now that want to see him fail.
Well, it's called they're infantilizing him, and he's not an infant, and he's not. But the fights that are being fought are because of social media and because of all these loud voices and the people who are anti. The fact is, he's better than Dillon Gabriel. He was better on tape. He's got a better arm. He's got better potential. Dillon Gabriel is a very smart quarterback. He's a Weasley quarterback, and when I say weasel, I mean that in a positive way. He's got an arm like Kellen Moore. He's got a pop gun
That's
arm.
True, yeah.
He can't throw outside the numbers. He's played 6 years. He was productive, but, I mean, it's a very, very limited window. But he could be a lifetime backup because he's smart. He's got good eyes, so he can help out the starting quarterback. And I think in the right offense, he can be okay in the short term. But Shadur has way more potential. Way more potential. But I would also say, you kind of know who Dillon Gabriel is going to be, but he has major physical limitations. Shadur Sanders has better physical, but he's not a great physical. He's not a great athlete. He doesn't have a strong arm, but he's accurate. And he's actually pocket mobile. He's not fast, but he moves around the pocket well. He's a better quarterback. He was a better quarterback on tape to me. I didn't think there was any doubt. He should have been drafted higher than Dillon Gabriel. It was his own fault. He wasn't. But now that they're in camp, I totally expect him to outplay Dillon Gabriel.
He should
outplay Dillon Gabriel. He's a better quarterback.
Yeah, and Dan Orlovsky,
more talented at least,
has chimed in. If Shadur plays well tonight, he should 100% get reps with the twos and the ones next week.
Well, if everyone's hurt.
There won't be anyone available.
100% he should, yeah.
Played,
I would agree with that.
Wait a minute. Did McKee or Cam Miller, are they moving up the depth chart?
Well,
if you play well in the first preseason game, it doesn't mean anything.
Wait a minute. You're talking about the team that won the Super Bowl behind Jalen Hurts, and we're talking about a team that has the top two quarterbacks are injured.
And Joe Flacco's their starter.
Yeah, Flacco's their starter.
Well, I guess in that situation, like in with the Saints, their first preseason game, whoever looks good, get them back out there, because nobody is really going to look good. If you want to know the truth, you got to find somebody that can play. But Joe Flacco can play. I mean, he proved that last year. Shoot, Joe Flacco had him on a roll during the regular season, and then he got his ass handed to him. Was that last year? The year before when the Texans beat their ass. Joe Flacco was pretty damn good, and he's going to be better than Shadur. He's a better answer than Shadur Sanders is right now. No matter what Israel says. All right, 713-780-3776. You got another segment before we hit. Oh, so at the bottom of the hour, what did you learn this week on the show? At exactly 9:30. So we're going to do that. So we got one more segment that you can call in, but you learned something on the show this week. Maybe you learned about Shane Dubin, okay, or Tanner McGee, or you learned something on this show that like, oh, my God, I didn't know that, or, oh, my God, that's so wrong. Something that you learned this week that you need to chime in on. I learned, like just a few weeks ago, I'm not a gun guy. Never been a gun guy. And I'm not a gun enthusiast. I'm not a history buff. I'm not any of those things. But when I walked into Collector's Firearms, I was like, it's like, wow, what a place. The number of guns, new, used, pre-owned guns, that you can sell them, and they will sell to the they'll sell them right back to the public. If you're looking to sell your guns, I mean, there's I don't know who's buying guns, and by the way, you do it all legally, okay, as opposed to from the trunk of your car selling somebody a gun. Not a great thing to do. Do it all legally. Do it with somebody who knows the gun game better than anybody, and that's Collector's Firearms. Do it at a place where you're like, my goodness. I can sell this gun and buy a new one, and my goodness, look at the selection that I've got here. If you are a history buff, they've got all the bayonets, they've got all the swords, they've got all the guns, they've got tanks, they've got everything that from World War I down to the Revolutionary War, any war, they've got them there. And if you're a first-time buyer, they've got all the knowledge that you could possibly need. Look, you're a hunter, you're a first-time buyer, you're a gun enthusiast, whatever it is, there's one place for you, Collector's Firearms, 7626 Westheimer at Foss, collectorsfirearms.com. It's the best damn gun shop in the world. Tell them you heard it right here.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. A little Rockets talk. Tim Legler, for some reason, was singing the praises of Amen Thompson. He's singing him this morning. Legler loves him some Amen Thompson. Thinks he's going to be a star. Jump on board like the rest of us, okay? Way to have a take way late. Okay, so there's that. Brian Windhorst had Chris Gorman on. And do you want to see? Del's getting it ready. Chris Gorman talking about an extension for KD. An extension this season before KD moves into this final year. Here is Chris Gorman talking about the Rockets and a possible KD extension.
The Rockets aren't going to go all in, by all appearances, and by what I've heard, they're not going all in on an extension for Kevin Durant. Now, doesn't mean it won't happen, but, you know, there have been rumblings of, hey, KD doesn't, you know, he's not going to push for the full max. I don't know that the Rockets are going to put anything on the table that's close to the max. I think the Rockets are, like, it's not ideal, but I don't think they would panic if they go into the season with Kevin Durant just on the contract that he's on, just on the expiring.
Well, now, you just okay, gave well,
first
up
of all,
Jaylen
that was
Green.
Tim. That, first of all, that was Tim McMahon, not Chris Gorman. Chris Gorman is the one who tweeted it, so... It was Tim McMahon saying that.
I was about to say, how does Chris Gorman know? But now, I don't think they want to give up Jaylen Green for a one-year Kevin Durant. I don't believe that to be the case, unless they just wanted to free the money up for Amen Thompson. However, I love hearing that they're just not blindly. You know, too much of the NBA has just been filled with blind max extensions. They don't even think about it. One thing about Rafael Stone, man, is thoughtful about these contracts and has done a great job of getting favorable deals for his team moving forward. When I say favorable, I think fair. Like, Jaylen didn't deserve a max extension. Alperen didn't deserve a max extension. They deserved to be paid high, and they were. Right now, Kevin Durant at this age, he doesn't deserve to
Jabari.
Be paid max.
Jabari, same.
Yeah, he's getting what I think are equitable for both sides contracts, fair and equitable. It doesn't look like he just defaults to the easiest method of moving on. It sounds like, based on Tim McMahon, It sounds like what they're doing is looking for a deal that's a fair deal for the Rockets. Good for him.
Oh, was it McManaman? It just said Chris. I didn't see. They didn't say in the post who it was. No. Listen, I agree. And didn't we have hints that Kevin Durant's not going to be even asking for the max? So that is an altruistic player. He wants to see the Rockets win, and he wants. And if he's got to give up a little bit of money to do it, plus he's an older player. Are you giving him? Let's see how he goes. I do believe that Kevin Durant is going to be here for a couple 3 years.
I do too,
but I don't think he's getting a max.
He shouldn't. you shouldn't give a player at that age, that injury background, he should never get the max.
Yeah.
Because anyway, those guys are eligible to get so much more money anyway that the max, like, why are you getting the max? What you're giving them is already going to be sky high. No, they shouldn't. And I'm glad Rafael Stone is actually thinking about, okay, what is his actual value? What they're trying to do is come up with a true valuation of a player and stick with the valuation. And I think that's great. That's how you can stay and play longer as a sustainable team, because you understand how to use the – like, it feels like – honestly, it feels like Oklahoma City, because they won a championship, they're just handing out – they're handing out cookies to everyone.
Well, it's not like Williams and Shea didn't deserve it.
Okay, I'm fine with that, because I think Williams is an emerging star. Yeah. What about Chet?
He played a pretty big role.
Bigger than Alperen Şengün for the Rockets? I mean, to me, his deal should be no higher than Alpi's.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see it. But you know what?
Didn't they max him out too?
When you win it all, I don't know that he maxed out. He got a big deal. But, I mean, that's your three. That's your core right there. And they're keeping him. You know, if it was the Astros, they'd all be gone. They'd all three of them be gone.
Yeah, he got a fully guaranteed 5-year max rookie contract extension for. Yeah. They could reach $250
million. That's your core, brother.
Well, that doesn't mean if that's your core. He doesn't play to a max. He's not one of your two. He's not one of your two best players, and you're giving him a rookie max. The Rockets' best core player when they signed him did not even get the rookie max.
They
you know
win
why?
A title,
he didn't really deserve it.
They win a title, and I don't care if they give everybody on the team a max deal.
Well, I don't either, because I want them to cap out.
No, I'm talking about if the Rockets win it.
No, I do. I want you to still be run intelligently.
Well,
Oklahoma City did a great job of building, and now they're just, like I said, they're handing out those TIFF treats to Chet.
You know, the other guys are all role players, so, you know.
Yeah, that's one way of working it. But when have you ever seen, like, this is going to be something new to see if three max dollar guys can all, if you can field a roster that's good enough with three max dollar guys. They have some guys falling off of their contract numbers, which is why they're able to do it. But they're not going to be able to sign. They're going to have to go really low dollar moving forward with the rest of their roster.
Yep. You said anyway a couple of times, and I think there's a reason for that, because on hold, Gilbert is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah,
how you doing, gentlemen? Oh, he's sleeping. Yeah, he's sleeping.
Yeah, anyway, guys.
Was that you, Lance, or was that him?
That snoring? Was me snoring.
No, it was you. All right, no Gilbert.
That's fine.
That's better. It's okay. I just wanted to hear if Nicole was going to go visit him or something.
She's never visiting again.
We got a break, because when we come back, what did you learn on the show this week? In one sentence, what have you learned from the show this week? In one sentence, you get one sentence to tell us what you learned this week. All right. And we'll do that on the other side. So light up the phone line, 713-780-3776. I learned a while ago how much I love the Golden Nugget. We're going to be back there 28th and 29th doing the shows from there. We're going to have our fantasy draft from there. Keep on listening. Thursday, you're going to be able to get in with us, and let's go. We can't wait to be at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles the 28th and the 29th. I love the Golden Nugget Lake Charles for a couple of reasons. It's so much easier to get to than Vegas, right? It is a Vegas-style casino. There's no difference. There's literally no difference between that casino and any Vegas casino. They're all basically the same. They've got all of the same games. Listen, you got Vegas style right there, and it's only 2 hours and 15 minutes on the road, and it's not the price of a flight. It's a couple of gallons of gas that you're using up, maybe more. But the thing about it is, it's got everything you could possibly want. I love it. Have your fantasy. You still got time. They got packages available for you to have your fantasy draft there. And great incentives for you to get your guys all together and have yourself a great weekend. Think about that as opposed to just sitting down and doing your draft or however you do it. So much more fun. With the pool, with the bars, with the restaurants, with the nightclub, with the concerts, everything about it. The hotel, which is second to none, I love it. Golden Nugget Lake Charles. It is where you get your draft on. It's also where you get your gamble on. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What did you learn this week on the show? Has to be something that you... I learned that just Shedeur Sanders is the next Tom Brady. And that's all I'll say.
You learned that about 40 minutes ago.
Well, that was on the show this week. Okay? And I learned that, and I can't be prouder, and I can't be happier about that, that we have another Tom Brady. That's what I learned this week. 713-780-3776. Larry, what did you learn on the show this week?
I learned Riel is closing, and when schools take students' cell phones away from them, they become drug dealers.
That's true. We did learn that.
I learned that, too.
As soon as they get the phones taken away, they have to deal drugs.
You deal drugs, you turn to drugs, you start fighting.
Right.
I didn't realize it, but by the way, it's not HISD. It's the law in the state of Texas. It's everybody.
Everybody.
It's all your little fancy private school kids, too. They can't do it either.
Wow. They
can't daddy's gonna buy off the school so little Trevor can use his phone.
So you can't bring phones anymore.
No.
Wow. That's pretty.
Yeah, Texas, they want you to work.
That's right. That's a great rule. Seeing as how so many teachers only get beat up because of phones.
No.
That's so
stupid. Or Nintendo Switches. You get the
713-780-3776. What did you learn on the show this week in one sentence? Thank you, Larry. That was a good one. It was a compound sentence, but it was good. Who's next, Al?
We go to Chris. Chris, what have you learned?
Hey, guys. I learned that when Lance was a kid, he used to buy yayo and ganja from the Little League umpire after his game.
That's not true. First of all, I didn't buy it. Number two, it was the guy who was... Yeah, it was the field. It was Joe.
Field keeper.
Like Joe Castillo, I think his name was. He was a field maintenance guy. He was not the umpire. Snitching?
Why are you giving out his government name?
Well, he was... I mean, he did go down for it.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't.
Well, he got arrested?
I don't even know if that's his name. Oh, yeah, he got arrested. That's how we found out. We didn't know.
Oh, what do you mean? How could you not know?
We didn't know. Our kids didn't know. Maybe the
Well, he wasn't selling to the kids, so they didn't know.
He wasn't dealing to the 13-year-old.
Oh, man, there's a whole market there he missed out on.
Not a great businessman.
No, not a great business market either, because 13-year-olds are just loaded with cash.
Well, they could steal it, though.
That's what happens to junkies.
Yeah, that's what I did when I was 13. Just steal it and to buy drugs. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this week on the show in one sentence? 713-780-3776. Who's next, Del?
Elliot, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that when you try to call in for the fantasy spots, the line is busy the entire time. And when you call in any other time, the average wait time is...
That was actually on me because I was trying to hang up on Gilbert and I accidentally cut off Elliot in his final words. Sorry about that, Elliot.
Well, I think he was going to say average wait time is very short.
Unlikely.
Yeah. No, this is the shortest wait times in the world right here.
Pretty short, yeah.
Yeah. No. Average short time. That's all. That's all. 713-780-3776. I also learned this week that we have a lot of great commercials and catchy sayings in them.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. That's what I learned this week. I learned that from Frank.
Once again, I don't know who Frank is. I know who the ad master is.
I know.
The ad master. We do. Well, his name's Frank. I don't know.
No, we don't know what his name is. His name is Admaster.
Admaster. No, he's fine with that. I talked to him after.
No, he's. Why does he come on as Admaster then?
Well, he's the.
Yeah, if he wanted to be named as Frank, he would have called it as Frank.
I think everybody recognizes his voice.
No, they don't, actually. A lot of people don't know Frank.
Oh, people know Frank.
How? If they didn't listen to 1560, he was behind the scenes pretty much here when he was here. And he was only here for a year.
Petrana. He's got a character.
What are we doing?
He's got a character. And John's just ruining it.
Chad, the first time Portland goes, SEC guy, you mean Lance Zierlein. Like, what are you doing? I got a whole thing I'm trying to do here for you, buddy. What are you doing?
Why would you reveal the man behind the curtain?
What are you doing? Why are we pulling a mask off of Mr. Wrestling? What are we doing? I don't know.
John don't know nothing. Let's move to Tony. Tony, what have you learned?
I learned this week that Lance raw dogged it, and now we have a kid named Cobra. Shout out to my boy Cobra, by the way.
No, none of that is true. Y'all are really conflating things. I didn't raw dog it and have Cobra. Well, I mean, I did. I did at one point, but no, raw dogging means I just did a show without coffee. That's all that meant. And his name is not Cobra. Sebastian, a.k.a. Snacks. We're not letting him rebrand. And that rebrand never took. He tried it.
It took with.
He even had it put on the back of one of his basketball jerseys instead of Snacks. It said Cobra. And I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
He's Cobra. Like a Brazilian soccer star who goes by one name. They just put whatever they want on the. Like,
I said, why did they Hulk? Put Cobra
like
on there?
Like, there was a Brazilian guy who they nicknamed him Hulk, and he just put Hulk on the back of his jersey.
I love that.
In real games.
It's real. Yeah, I was a soccer player. I love that. His nick, that he's Hulk.
So why not Cobra?
My son is in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because that's not his nickname, and it was never his nickname. Mm. His mama call him Snacks, I'm going to call him Snacks.
Tony just called him Cobra. Let's move to Dave. Dave, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that if I go out to eat Mexican food with my wife and I decide not to have any chips and salsa, I can tell her that I'm raw dogging my Mexican food experience.
I guess you did learn that on the show. I guess you technically did learn that.
You learned how you can use raw dog.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
See, it can be used for so much more than what you guys are trying to do.
I think we said a record number of raw dogs on this show.
On this show? How about ever in any instance? Except for, like, you know, that.
Well, it means this show broke the record.
This show did break the
record. I mean, there's only one industry where it's ever been used more.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. Right.
And so you don't want to use it in that industry.
If we're competing at the highest level, then we're pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Number two on Mount Rushmore.
Right.
We're not George Washington, but we're number two.
Is George one or Abe?
Father of our country might keep George at number one.
We're probably Teddy Roosevelt.
Mm.
Right.
I'm shooting for Abe, though.
Yeah, I know you are, but I'm going to be realistic. Okay. We're probably the Teddy Roosevelt of raw dog.
You keep saying it. We're going to get to Abe pretty quickly.
What does that mean? We're the Teddy Roosevelt.
He's on Mount Rushmore, right? So he's like third.
He's the last. He's the last.
You got George number one, Abe number two. Is Jefferson on there as well?
No, FDR's on there.
FDR, okay, FDR. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think we could shoot for Abe, but he wants to keep us at fourth.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't want to go. I don't want to shoot too high.
Well, you keep saying it. You're going to have no choice.
Right. Oh, yeah, we could move into the Abe Lincoln neighborhood, right? Yep. Is George first, though, or is Abe?
Well, you go father of our country.
Yes, George is first.
It's George Washington. You got to give him number one. And he was a president who said, you know what? No, I don't want to serve another term. I don't want to be a king. He had the wherewithal to go, you know what? Two is enough.
And it freaked everyone out.
Call me Mr. President, right. Not your lord.
Yeah, he said from that whole king thing.
They left the lordship.
Right.
George's got to go to one. Wooden teeth and all.
Wooden teeth and all.
Yeah. But Abe was listening, was married to Mary Todd, who was a raging alcoholic, apparently. I saw a play on Broadway.
And you care about that? When did you care about people who drink too much?
No, I loved her. Yeah. She was awesome. She was fantastic.
He also was a vampire hunter as well.
He was not.
He was not.
Stop.
Really,
That pisses me off when Dell brings up this stupid vampire hunter. There's too many vampires have come out in the last 15 years. Vampire hunter. I can't believe they let that ride. Somebody greenlit that.
It was a book and a movie. The book led to the movie.
Oh, the book. Yeah. Well,
there was really actually a movie?
Books. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I only knew about the movie. Oh, yeah.
His girl, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, was the raging alcoholic, Mary Todd Lincoln.
She was?
Yes. Yes, she was.
Anthony Mackie was in the movie.
Anthony Mackie was in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Was Tanner Mackie?
McGee? No, he wasn't in it.
McGee.
No,
McGee.
McGee. Well, I heard that earlier. That's what I learned.
Was Shane
Dubin's coming back.
Did Shane Dubin? I got mine in. All right.
I learned that you call him the Blister Barista. I learned that there was a new nickname, and everyone knew exactly who you were talking about. I learned on the show this week that in the almost exact same amount of innings pitched, last year Spencer Arrighetti had more strikeouts than Paul Skenes has this year at the same exact time.
How about that?
That's...
Eat that, Paul Skenes.
That was... I learned that Paul Skenes had a career worst 7 hits allowed in a 6-inning, 8 strikeout performance with no walks. And
7 hits he gave up. He sucked. I know he gave up no runs.
A career worst. Instead of saying Skenes still, you know, Skenes still looks unstoppable, strikes out 8. Instead of strikes out 8 and allows no runs, it's career worst 7 hits allowed. And by the way, that's a career worst? 7 hits allowed?
Well,
that's a career worst?
You know Spencer Arrighetti's worst was 8. The other day.
Yeah, and he got, what,
got
10 or
11?
Got 11.
Oh, yeah.
His last start.
Yeah, but they also had 3
Yeah, there are a lot of light contact stuff going on. We got a couple people to go before we wrap it up. I couldn't catch this man's name, so I'm just, hey, if you knew that I struggled with your name, this is you, because I didn't catch your moniker. What have you learned?
It's Tyne Hegel. What I learned is, y'all don't talk much about the local team. What are y'all thoughts about the Tennessee Titans and Cam Ward?
That's not the local teams. Stop it.
Wait a minute. Where?
That's not a local team.
That's not our team.
That's not our team.
Although.
The local teams.
Although, this, I don't want to pronounce his name. Alec Anamayor or?
Eric.
Alec.
Oh, Alec.
Oh.
The Stanford receiver who lit up Travis Hunter.
Yeah, Eleanor, I think.
Dude looks pretty good in practice.
Eomanor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
whatever his name is.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got some moves, I can tell you that, from what I've seen. Well, he's beaten Tennessee defensive back, so there's that.
He was the one who starred in that, like, what was it, a Friday night game when Stanford came back and beat Colorado. He lit up Travis Hunter. He did. Yeah.
No, he crushed Travis Hunter. Had his worst game against him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went and watched that whole game when I was – yeah, Travis got beat by, like – this kid had some great catches. Yeah. Travis just lost track
of
the ball a couple times.
He just high-pointed balls over.
Yeah, he never played that good ever again, the Stanford wide receiver. But in that game, it was like, oh, my God, look at some of the catches he's making. He has easy drops. He doesn't track the ball that great. But then when he makes a play, it can be pretty spectacular.
All right, we got our final caller. Alex, what have you learned?
Hey, I learned that Dell's alter ego, Gilbert, likes to throw Bilbo Baggins on WNBA
court. Oh, goodness. Goodness, Dell.
What
That's
did he say?
Your alter ego?
Is what?
Throwing Bilbos on NBA
court.
Oh,
there was a Delbert.
Oh, that's right.
There was a Delbert who got arrested.
Delbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, Delbert Haverstam. No, I don't even know what his name
Delbert
is.
Doesn't look like a Delbert.
Doesn't look like a Delbert.
No. He looks different.
Yeah, either way. It's him and then you've got Caden Lopez. Those are two guys have been named. An 18-year-old and a 23-year-old.
And Caden's got some lettuce now.
By the way, I just saw, I can't believe it, on another handicapping site or another gambling site, it says Dildo Fest. And you click it and it's like, will there be one thrown on the court? No. What do you think the odds are, John? Yes and no. What do you think they are?
I think yes is probably minus 280.
Yes is minus 135.
135 is all?
No, is minus 125. Yes is like plus 115, I think.
Yes is plus?
It's like almost a pick 'em. It's basically,
Give too big of odds because somebody's going to take advantage of it.
Well, somebody could get arrested. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But, I was actually surprised it was. I thought it would be no would be the big one. I thought it would be no, and it's not. I think yes might be like minus 135, actually. No,
and is there any chance that this crypto company is just taking credit? Like
yes,
there some is terrorist groups well, just so, take credit?
I don't even know, but they didn't even say who they were. So no. They can't be taking, like, they're obviously not getting any benefit from it. I didn't see a name.
Yeah, but all of these different kids are working for this, I don't know.
Oh, it's probably like a subreddit or something where it just got, just like when you had the Wall Street Buys, where the subreddit pushed the AMC stock and everything went so crazy with GameStop. Stop. That kind of stuff can just go crazy in a subreddit where it's just a chat room where everyone just gets together like, yeah, I'm going to do it too. I want to do it too. I'm going to the sky. I'm in Chicago. I'll go to the Sky game and do it.
Yeah.
Man, as soon as the first guy got arrested, I'm out. Once the second guy gets arrested, I got to think that's going to shut down. That's why I think no's the safe bet here. But I say that, but
it just purple happened one, last this, night.
I know. I mean, I say that, but we're, it's almost on a daily basis now. The copycats are coming out.
Right.
Now, once again, this is my thesis is that if you publicly tase someone who does something like that, it you start shutting it down. Like it won't happen anymore. If people see a punishment publicly, it becomes a deterrent, especially one like a taser.
So you
or a rattan cane, like they did for that one kid.
You were a big caning guy then.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem. As long as it wasn't me, I was like, you know what it made me think? Man, I am not messing around if I ever go to China or wherever it happened.
Was it Singapore?
Singapore. Guess what I thought? Ooh, man, I'm not playing around if I go there. It worked.
I immediately thought,
I don't want to do that. Did you ever see somebody get a smack and then but from a coach or a parent or whatever, you said, I don't want that?
Oh, I did. But I still got it again.
Okay, let me ask you this. Did you ever mess with that wrestler's girlfriend again?
The wrestler? No. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, I still went out with her afterwards. But
was he graduated?
I never messed with the wrestler again.
Okay.
Right. I got my ass kicked by a wrestler in high school and lost my tooth.
Yeah, wrestler's not a good matchup.
Wrestler's a terrible matchup. Ever fight a wrestler.
Super strong core, able to get you down on the ground quickly. You're not going to win when you're on the ground.
Yes, there's a strength disadvantage. They got leverage, all that stuff. But there's also the mental advantage they have because they are willing to walk around with cauliflower ear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anybody who's willing to do that.
Oh, if he's in high school and has it, then there should have never been even a discussion with that kid.
No.
He couldn't have developed them yet.
That was young and dumb. Do you ever hear that saying? Young and dumb?
Yes, just don't finish the sentence. We understand.
Stop.
That's where I was at that time. All right, and here's where I am right now. I am at a point right now where I'm like, hey, people. Oh, my God. I saw a video yesterday of some, I don't know, millennial or Gen X or whatever he is. Oh, my God, we can't buy a home. The interest rate. Do you know what the interest rate was when my parents bought a home? 20-some percent. In the 80s, it was 18%. We can't buy a home. It's too much. Oh, stop. Stop your whining, okay? Because we're all buying homes at 7%, 8%. Guess what? It's down. Interest rates are down right now. Kent Jones says call him right now and lock in on a refi. Because interest rates are down, you can save thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. If your interest rate is in the sevens right now, call 713-520-5626. This guy is the ultimate mortgage hookup. He'll put you on the best mortgage. He'll put you with the best. Now, if you're going to buy a home, this is a great time. Lock in now. Lock in. 713-520-5626. Do not pay more. And you'll pay, literally, you'll pay thousands and thousands more if you don't get it at the interest rate. Okay? So this is the deal. If you're even thinking about buying a home, call Kent Jones at Dream Rate Mortgage. and he'll tell you when the best time is to lock in, because this is all this guy does. I mean, he is a mortgage genius. He knows everything about the game. He's been doing it for 30 years. He's going to help you save thousands and thousands of dollars. 713-520-5626 or 975loans.com. Do it, do it, do it now.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC. NMLS number 2482473. Jake and Jones. NMLS number 356118. Equal housing lender.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, you know what's weird is that I thought, here's the deal. FDR is not on the Mount Rushmore. Thomas Jefferson is the third one. But, you know, I'm not racist. Like Mapes came in and said it's Thomas Jefferson, not FDR. But I'm not racist like him because Jefferson owned slaves. So I'm trying to get him kicked off.
Yeah, first they're taking down his statues. Now you're trying to get him off Mount Rushmore.
Right, that's right.
It's messed up.
So I'm trying to put FDR up there because he deserves to be up there. Jefferson was just the third president. Whatevs. I mean, like, you did so much. Stop. Owned slaves.
Sean chimes in. He did actually help write the Constitution as well.
I mean, look how bad it is. Trump's trying to change it all now. Trying to change the whole Constitution.
Does have a lot of amendments. You're right, yes.
Yeah, got a lot of amendments. All the screw-ups he had. Okay. A man was arrested on suspicion of shoplifting. He says he was going to pay later. Should we let people just take everything and then pay later? It sounds like a good idea.
It's called credit cards.
Well, no, you actually got to
check out. You can take it and you just pay later.
Yeah, but he didn't check out.
He didn't check out. He just left and said, oh, I'll come back and pay later.
Well, maybe he said, are we good? Like when he was walking, I goes, we good?
Good. Right.
That's legally binding.
Well, I just think like that should be the way we go about it. I'll come back and pay you later.
Okay. I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Right. Remember when Wimpy used to say that on Popeye?
Right.
He just said, it's this hamburger, and I will pay you Tuesday.
And that's where Wimpy's hamburgers came from.
Yeah. Well, Wimpy, not Wendy's.
Well, whatever. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are reportedly spotted house hunting in Ohio.
Ohio?
Do you think they can afford a house in Hawaii, in Ohio?
Yes. Does Taylor Swift want to live in his home state? Maybe.
Maybe.
But how much?
Be close to moms.
That seems like a detriment.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I love that.
Would I want to be close to my in-laws?
What if she loves Travis Kelce's mom?
She apparently does. We see her the only time we ever see them together is at a Chiefs game. She apparently loves Mrs. Kelce.
Yeah. Which is nice. Okay, it's a nice story. Holy cow, what a great story. Love story. The two of them house hunting. Did you guys see the video of the Kraken who was out fishing and a bear was attacked? He's the mascot for the Kraken.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the bear got a little too close. He was kind of running up.
Yeah, well, Pete is none too happy. They sent the Kraken a letter.
What did the Kraken do?
The Kraken shouldn't be... that bear was like, oh, I'm getting that thing. Whatever that thing is, I'm going after.
Wait a minute. There was a guy out there fly fishing, and the Kraken was out there, too. Did the guy fly fishing get in trouble for fly fishing?
Well, yeah, he should have.
Did he get a sternly worded letter from PETA as well?
Yeah, he should have.
Okay.
PETA.
On what basis are they sending a letter to the mascot? What did the mascot do other than run for its life?
Don't worry about it. I know. That's all he did. I don't know. He was provoking him out there.
He was standing out there in a stupid costume. Is that enough to get a letter?
I know, but that bear was like, oh, I'm going to get me some of that. You think the bear was amorous or he was looking for prey?
Well.
Not amorous.
No. Was that a grizzly? It was a brown bear, at least. I don't know if it was a grizzly.
Brown. I saw two different ones, I think. But, yeah, it was a lighter brown bear.
What's the rule if it's black? Attack. Brown, lay down, I think is what the rule is.
Black attack? Yeah, they will attack you.
No, if it's a black bear, you can stand up to
ha,
it.
Bear! Yeah. Ha, bear!
But if it's
that's
a brown,
what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
I've seen shows like Alone. You're supposed to say, ha, bear!
But if it's
it helps to have bear spray,
yeah,
too.
If it's a brown bear, don't play because they ain't going to play with you. They're going to mess you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, I saw...
Why do you lay down, though?
To be defenseless.
Well, what other choice do you have?
You're not going to outrun it.
Well, I know, but I saw Leonardo DiCaprio take some stuff.
I'm pretty sure I have a son who thinks he could beat, like, put a chokehold on a
Cobra?
The same, yeah, no, Snacks, not Cobra. The same one who thought Mason had a dribble package that could beat Bob Cousy. I'm quite sure that he also believes he could choke out a bear. Because he probably saw somebody from Dagestan do it. So he thinks he can.
All I know is Leonardo DiCaprio, it didn't go well for him when he just laid down.
It was an absolute blowout. That guy was never in that one.
No.
From start to finish, he got worked by that bear.
Anytime I see a bear, I'm like, oh, I don't want.
Yeah, but didn't he wind up like cutting that bear open and living in it to stay warm?
Oh, there was something like that. Well, he didn't kill. Did he kill the bear?
Did he kill the bear? Or something else? Or was it a horse? Horse? It was a horse hide, horse. Right? He crawled inside the horse to stay warm.
Man, how'd that smell?
Not great.
All right, that's it. We're done for the week. We will talk to you again on Monday. We got to beat the Yankees this weekend, and we will have all of that, plus the Texans game tomorrow. Man, we got a big week coming up. Don't you go anywhere. Make sure you keep on listening right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Mopey and Mapes next. Right now, though, I got the summer sales event. That is happening at Chastain Ford. 0% for 48 months, nothing down, no payments for up to 90 days. And this is on 2024 and 2025 trucks. Listen. You can get a complimentary 2-year maintenance plan as well. This is incredible. 0% for 48 months. So you got 4 years to pay this off with no interest. You're using their money for 4 years. That's crazy. Nothing down. No payments for 90 days, up to 90 days. This is a great deal. And here's the deal about the 2024s. Well, they're 2024s. They got no miles on them. They're brand new. What do you care if it's a 2024 or 25? And they're going to sell them to you for a lot less. To me, this is the best deal you could possibly get. And it's going on right now. It's summer sales event. And they still have 2024s on the lot. And that's where you win. And Chastain Ford doesn't care. They're like, okay, you could beat us. You could crush us. That's fine. You're going to have no dealer add-ons, no fees. Chastain Ford's going to give you the straightest deal you could possibly have. This weekend, get over to Chastain Ford. Open today and tomorrow. And 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, babe.